as we begin to look at the four different budgets, like I said, the each of the campus budgets are balanced. Now, there are going to be two campuses, the Big Spring and the Sweet Campus, that we're going to be recommending that we take some money from fund balance. And so on the Big Spring campus, starting the conversation on it. Okay, so at the last board meeting, we had recommended that we're going to be able to go forward with a pilot for our SCI campus. And the reason that we felt comfortable doing that is because we have figured out, we believe there is a way that we can generate revenue for the SCI campus, and so we wanted to keep that moving. That had been the plan this year. We had set aside money this particular year for that to happen, and we didn't know that we were going to be able to put together a pilot, a way to be able to make that be self-sufficient. And it really wasn't until the last 3 weeks or so that we were able to determine from some of the things at Corning Board level and what we could do locally that we could do that. We had worked with the SCI last year to put money, to start paying beginning in March, to pay off, basically pay the salary and the benefits for the remainder of the year, which they did. And so the money that we had set aside to take through the end of the year, we ended up then being able to save that. We, as the budget was prepared for you, we did not have that below the line. We balanced the budget with it above the line. So when I presented it to you at the last meeting, I presented it to you that way, but we were able to balance at that point, so I kept it above the line. But with the comments that, again, looking and analyzing all this over the last couple of days, if we do that, if we put that below the line, that would be an added amount that would be below the line, and then that gives us play within the Big Spring budget to be able to address some of that I just mentioned relative to salaries. And so when you look at the budget itself and the things that have happened, we do have above the line some projects, and then we have some projects that are below the line. In other words, they're coming out of fund balance. We do have money in major R&M, but it is not at the amount that we had last year. We were around 601 last year, and we used all of that plus the new value that came in because of what is happening with, as I've mentioned before, buildings. Yes, even after they're renovated and after the bond project, we were blessed with that money that the taxpayers of Howard County provided to us, that we were able to go in and really refresh and do a lot of infrastructure work and all. And that was 2009. Well, it's hard to believe here we are, and guess what? Just like what happens at the house, you replace things and get everything in good shape, and then guess what? A few years later, it starts going south on you again. And so we're beginning to see those things. And that happened. Some unexpected things happened this past year. So the money we had set aside for major R&M that you all had made the decision last year to provide, that was gobbled up, and then we were able to use some of that new value that came in January, and so we are short as far as for unexpected scenarios that we could have. We do have above the line. We need to do the GC Broughton HVAC, that, you know, again, a new building a few years ago, still new to us, but guess what? The HVAC starts going south on you. And so we're needing to upgrade that. We need to go back and take care of that. The perimeter fence along 11th Place is something else that we did as a part of the bond project. Well, it's, you know, West Texas winds and all those things. We're having some issues with that, particularly on that side of the campus. That underground issue that we had that was basically west of this building and the dorm, when we did that, we still knew that we had some work to do over behind the McKinney Center. And so we had projected that that would cost us about $93,000. So we've got that by the line because that's an unfinished project we need to take care of. We need to do some work on, we need to finish up the softball field house. At this point, we have $50,000 assigned to that. It's probably not enough. Our baseball fence, it's basically, if you've been out there and if you've looked at it, quite frankly, it's getting embarrassing and dangerous. Our coaches have done a great job of, they keep doing what they can, and our maintenance guys are a part of that, but we need to go back in. We need to do something and repair that fence. So we've got some money set aside for that. So those things are above the line. Below the line, of course, you all know, you made the back in May and then June, and then finally we gave the updated information on the transformers and the rooftop units over at the Coliseum. We went ahead and took on that entire project on those rooftop units. Instead of going down the path of replacing four, it was the, after you looked at the project based on the fact that, you know, there's what they're going to have to do, the manpower, the equipment, all that kind of stuff, and just the disruption that we're going to have overall, being able to go ahead and take that entire project on made sense. You agreed with that, and we went forward, and so we have that money that was not expended in this fiscal year is going to fund balance, but we had to add some because we ended up going with those eight rooftop units as opposed to four, and plus the way it actually came in. And then also on the transformers, that ended up costing us more than we thought it would. And so even though we are going back with basically rebuilt transformers, as y'all know, that get a 3-year warranty as opposed to new ones that get a 1-year, which we, you know, still unbelievable, but nevertheless, those are seen as better. So those projects, the monies that we had set aside for those, are they'll go into fund balance year end, and then we're saying, let's, you know, pull it back out. And we talked to you about how we would do that earlier when you were making the decision to go with that. And so that's below the line. The expansion joint, that project was not taken care of, and we had plenty that we did take care of during this last year, but that project we did not get to. That money's going into fund balance. We're proposing to do it this year. So that's over there coming out of fund balance. And then we have some campus security communication system things that we just don't have everything in yet, and so we've got $45,000 that would be coming out this new fiscal year. So that plus, if we move that money below the line, it's around $250,000 below the line, then we will be pulling from fund balance about $3.5 million for the Big Spring campus. And then we'll have to do the things that we talked about.
How much money did we end up putting back into fund balance last year?
Last year?
Transformers and all that. Because that $3.5 million is slightly misleading because some of that money was actually allocated last year, not spent, and it's being spent now, so it's going out, coming in, and then going back out.
That's correct.
So how much of that is actually, actually net?
It was about, we were right at $1 million, well, with the transformers, the rooftop units, and the resale, it's about $1.1 million that would be going into fund balance that we would be coming and pulling back out.
So it's less than it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Quite a bit.
That's correct. So that's the big spring budget. And there's more in there. I will tell you, when you look at it in general, we do have some increased cost. Let me get my thing over here. I have too many piles. Anyway, I think I can tell you most of it off the top of my head, and I'll find it in a minute. But anyway, we have several things in the IT area, increases that are included into the budget. You know, some of the things that we did this last year with our consulting, I've already mentioned the Windows 11, things that we're doing just as we complete the conversion. We're still, you know, we have some consulting work that goes on with that. In general, you know, just, I mean, all of these budgets have tried to respond to just increases in general as far as, you know, just inflation and what it's doing as far as cost. So the budgets all reflect that kind of activity. So that is what I would, let me see, here we go. Let me see if there's anything else that I would say. We do also have included above the line two SUVs. We have some vehicles that are you know, vans that really are getting to a point that we need to upgrade, we need to get some new vehicles, so we've included two SUVs, we've got a pickup that needs to be replaced, we need a backup generator for the security building, we've got that built in, a skid steer, and then we just have some general, you know, kinds of things, equipment, you know, in the dorms, you know, need new mattresses, boards up, athletic scholarships are up because of the fact that the conference expanded the number of scholarships you can have, so that's up. We've got dental chairs in there, two dental chairs in there. So that's basically what you can see in that as far as the big spring budget. I would also mention to you that this would be money that would not come out of the big spring budget, but is something that we could end up talking to you about this year, and that is the McKinney Building. We know we want to start working on that building. We have been accumulating the funds that have been coming in from the minerals that we were able to get several years ago, and it's accumulated up to about $1.5 million. That was set aside in a different fund, Fund 38, and with the intent of doing some work on the McKinney Building as it got to a point of substance, that we would be able to do that, and so it's beginning to get there, and we are needing to start working on that. So at some point, we may be talking to you about that, but that is not a part of the budget as presented here, and it's not coming out of fund balance because we've got it set aside. So that's basically your big spring budget. And let me just keep running through. All right, so then our La Mesa campus, as I mentioned already, we are not recommending anything below the line for our La Mesa campus. However, we are being able to above the line. We have some projects that are planned for our La Mesa campus. Specifically, we're calling it the vestibule work because that front door, we're in the process of already replacing a door, but we have some other things that need to be completed so that that has a nice finished look, and the flooring, the walls, some lighting. So we've got some money that's set aside for that, plus an air conditioner, unit for basically it's for Monica's office. We think she needs air conditioning. and so anyway, we've set aside, she's been very patient about that. So we've got that money included in that. All right.
Maybe that will entice her to stay after next year.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's not so overheated.
That's right. We do have a method to our madness. Yes, we do. All right. So that budget is balanced. Our San Angelo campus, it is balanced. Again, those folks did a great job. We've had some strategic work decisions that have been made over the last couple of years that you all helped us to accomplish that when we increased out-of-district tuition. That helped increase our revenue. And then we also were able to get some additional money from what we were able to do through performance tier, as well as projected money that would be coming from the FAST dollars. I should have mentioned the Big Spring campus had the same kind of revenue outcomes as well. Our La Mesa campus was down just a bit, but again, you know, our numbers on our La Mesa campus can be impacted by, you know, four or five students, you know, if enrollment's down, and so it's down just a bit on that. Our SWID campus, it's balanced, but that one was quite the feat. We worked on that one, and we have a lot that's going to be coming from below the line. Some of it was already money, but just like you asked, Mr. Sidgwick, it was money that we had already budgeted this year that we've not expended yet, and so it's going into fund balance, and then it would be used this next year. But what we did do with our SWID budget, we did freeze a couple of positions in order to get it to balance, and then while we were doing that, we've got some projects above the line for the SWID campus, and we've got some projects that are below the line. For the most part, they are below the line, means they're coming out of fund balance, and so the projects would be the joint sealant project that we did not get done this current year that was budgeted to come out of fund balance. So again, going into fund balance, coming back out. We do have set aside money for furniture in the student center. We've made some progress in that area, but we're wanting to do more. We also have technology upgrades for our SWID campus. The dental lab, that was money that was in the budget this year. We didn't expend that. That project is going to happen this coming year. So it's going in, it's coming out. The same thing with the dorm restroom renovations. We've got that bid number. We're starting that project, but it's not going to be expended in this year. So it'll go in, it'll come back out, and it'll be used this next year. We included some Burke Administration building furniture. The dorms, as we're doing the work over there, washers and dryers and some lobby furniture. We need a new forklift. The one that we have is moving into dangerous usage, and so we need to get that thing. We need to stop using it, or we need to replace it. So we're going down the path of replacing it. Although we have, again, a few years ago, we had money from the state that allowed us to do on our Maddox Student Center, our sub, we were able to do some renovation. But just like we're talking about everywhere, that stuff gets old. And our HVAC system on the Maddox Student Center, it needs to be replaced. So we've got money in there for that, for the student center and the cafeteria area, and then some things in the cafeteria location itself, just some equipment, a dish machine, a grease trap. Some of that stuff really would normally be above the line, but we are getting to the point that our SWID budget is pretty tight, and it's making it difficult because we have not, in the last four sessions, we have not seen a bump in our operational money for SWID, which you'll hear more about that in a little bit. We were talking about the LAR, but we're going to be putting that as a part of our request because, again, we've had the same amount of money for 8 years for SWID, and that is, and the state money we can use for brick and mortar, utilities, security, IT kinds of things, and we can't for our other campuses. That money has to generate another way, and we've done that through building use fees for San Angelo and La Mesa. In the spring, we've been able to do it through taxes. But our SWID campus, while those costs have been escalating, and security concerns have come up, we've just had to keep pulling that, compressing that out of our budget. So we're pretty tight. And so we're seeing that. And then replacing HVAC units at the apartments, again, just a part of what is happening. So that is about $1.6 million that would be coming out of fund balance. But again, to follow your question again, Mr. Zajcik, the joint sealant, the dental lab technology in the dorm, the restroom, those were all projects from last year. And so, essentially, that's right at about a million one. And so, it'll be going in, it'll come back out. So, new money's about $500,000. And so, our fund balance for SWID can handle that. All right. So, now, since I know I have people in the room hyperventilating, so let me kind of talk a little bit about, you know, how will we do this? As far as the recommendation on some of the salary information, by pulling that money from below the line, that takes care of our big spring budget. But we also had base tier funding that is sitting there in the amount of about 355. And so that money, it was in the district part. What we will do is we will allocate money out to take care of what we would be doing with the increases that were not a part of this current budget. We'll take care of that like that. Allocate that out to the campuses. For our SWID campus, we will make some adjustments through some personnel, in particular one position that is going to be changing and doing more things at a district level. So we're going to approach that one a little different. And so that's the way those come together. All right, so those are your budget, your campus budget. That's very, very quick recap of all that. You have all your details as far as the different budgets. Everybody worked really, really hard to make that all come together. And, you know, again, several people in the room were a part of it. And then Brenda puts all the budget together, pulling everything together. And then it's my, and then I want to give a special a shout out to Rhonda and Lori, all the things that they've been doing on the personnel stuff. And then my job is I come in and mess the thing up. And so now we've got to work on some of that. And then Shane, I what he does for the San Angelo campus, and he and Pam work very, very hard. They work very hard to pull that together. And as I say, I know when I started saying some of those things, there were several people in the room that were hyperventilating. But anyway, okay, so fiscal resources, financial aid. We always share this because this is very representative of what our folks are doing in financial aid offices. They're going to be, this past year they got out about right at $11 million in financial aid, and we anticipate it'll be even greater than that this next year. We continue in grants. We try to write for the right grants. We have said no to grants before because we didn't think that they were the right ones for us, but we do try to do that, and so those are the grants that we're working with. Foundations, we're blessed that we have three different foundations. You can see the assets that we have for all of these foundations, and they all increased over this last year. So that is a really great sign. And the Big Spring Foundation also allocated out money that had been put aside for the library, and I don't think the music money ever went in there, but definitely for the library. So those are our foundation assets. Your fund balance analysis. When I start messing with your fund balance, because it's really important that you like to keep 30% above the excess over 30%. You try to keep 30% of the budget in fund balance. And so we have been fortunate. We try on an annual basis to be very conservative in our expenditures. We try to make sure that we're doing our best to get the best dollar for the college district, and we expend the monies that the taxpayers and the state and our students, everybody has given us, and our donors. And sometimes we're fortunate, and at the end of the year, we save money. And so that money goes over into a fund balance, and it accumulates. And so we have some excess over the 30% that is why we feel comfortable when we start talking about taking money from fund balance. What we're talking about is excess. We're not getting into that 30%. We're talking about money that's in excess. And so that's why we feel comfortable to be making these recommendations on going into fund balance on the Big Spring campus. We didn't do anything like that for the La Mesa campus. San Angelo, as I said, we actually, we have some excess, but we're trying to be very careful because just as we've been talking about all of that, these units that are going down everywhere, our San Angelo campus, our new buildings, they're aging, time is coming. And so we're trying to stay out of that fund balance as much as we can. And our SWID campus, again, excess over the 30%, same thing, monies that we've accumulated, and so we feel comfortable pulling money out of there in order to do the things that we're recommending to you. All right, so the changing funding structure, no surprise to you. We've talked about it many times and talked a lot in the last meeting about how it's upended and what happened, what's going to happen. Well, we gave the shell at the last meeting to as far as how those numbers, those metrics were looking for each of the campuses. And we've been trying to work on this over the last few weeks. Again, the team of that, Brad and Brenda and Amy and Rebecca and Eric, trying to vet it, look at it, make sure that it makes sense. We've kidded Brad that he, you know, we really are nice people, but he had to face the firing squad, and you know, and we kept asking him questions, and you got to, you know, prove this. What about that? Have you looked at this? You know, all that kind of stuff. He made it through. I think we convinced him that we really are nice. But so when we got it all said and done, then this is the way the numbers turned out. And then we've gone back in, and now the money that we received from the state has been allocated by campus. Every campus is getting its proportionate part. I mean, every student has been touched as far as what they bring to the table, and then that is by campus, and so that has been allocated out, and so then as a result, what you just were seeing on our budget recaps, you can see that there was an increase in as far as the Big Spring campus on performance tier, it went up. 416, and that includes the 10% that comes from the San Angelo and La Mesa portion. It was really around 370 or something like that. And then when you look at our San Angelo campus, it was about 381, I think, originally. Can't remember exactly, but it also our La Mesa campus went down a little bit. Because on the performance tier, 13,000, as I say, you know, a couple of students can make that kind of a change. San Angelo, we saw an increase in performance tier, and that dollar amount represents that. You see those budgets also include FAST dollars that have been projected in about 200,000. And all of that's tying back into the House Bill 8, tying back into this this shell that we've worked on that helps us allocate these monies out by the different campuses. SWID is not a part of that because, again, SWID's funding is an exceptional appropriation. We get the dollar amount. As I've already mentioned, it has not gone up in 8 years. So we were working with the same amount of money from the state, $3.3 million from the state that we have been working with. And so anything that we can do on our SWID campus is going to be, as far as money we can raise, really are going to be out-of-state students because our in-state students get waivers. And if they're deaf, hard hearing, any of our hearing students in the state, they do have to pay tuition. But our other students, as far as tuition, is waived. And so our out-of-state students pay more. As you know, that is based on basically our out-of-state students are paying what university student-level students pay to come to a university in the state of Texas. And that's the way that law is set up. So that kind of relates in to those four, or actually those three budgets and what that looks like. We have the total. We have the slide in there that shows you the total for the college, but that lets you see how it's appropriated out accordingly. All right, next is your tax information. And at the last board meeting, we shared that first tax rate calculation worksheet that is prepared by the assessor. Even after that budget, there was a little bit of change. There's no criticism of that. Everybody at this point in time is running fast to get things ready, and there was a little adjustment that needed to be made. And so we did get that information out to you. And so now you have in front of you the information that does come from the tax rate calculation worksheet that is prepared by the tax assessor collector. And so this shows you your you know, what your taxable value was last year. It was at $11 billion and 42, and that was some of the money that came in January. And so the total taxable value this year is right at $11.4 billion. It actually would have even been more than last year, and this year would have been more, but there was that new law that went into effect called the circuit breaker law, and any kind of any property that is over $5 million is taxed, or it has a anything below that has a reduction, and so that was impacting the overall increase, and so it would have been greater than that. All right, so that's your tax base, and then your total no new revenue tax rate as a result of that is 15.09, right at 15 cents. And so that is essentially what it was to bring in the same amount of money this year. That is what the total no new revenue rate. Broken down, the M&O would be 13.8, and the debt service is a 0.125. And so that represents the tax rates. Your total tax rate, your adopted rate last year was 0.1547. And again, that some of that change is due to the fact of what happened with the change in value mid-year to bring in the same amount of money. Okay, so your budget that you have in front of you has been prepared. I'll always make the point that the tax money stays in Howard County, because we know that that's a big deal to our Howard County taxpayers. They understand that that what is generated here is going to stay here. So that, again, is set aside. And so the big screen budget is the only one that shows any kind of tax revenue. And so the big screen budget, and when we say Big Spring, we're really saying District Big Spring. It's not just the Big Spring campus, it's the district as a whole. And so so that is prepared with the no new revenue rate included in that. I made, you know, comment about some of the things that were included. One of the things that I did not bring up that we later on will be voting on, but also help our budget, the Big Spring, Lamesa, and San Angelo budgets, was the reduction that we had in our insurance. And that was a sizable amount, but as you know, we've been paying a sizable amount. And that was because of what had happened in recent years with hailstorms and, you know, other issues. So yes, it came down, and we were the only one that saw that, as far as the ones that they were community colleges that they were working with. But they also we've been paying them more too. And so
is that because the previous disasters dropped off?
Yeah, it's coming down. Yeah, as things come off. That's right.
Things are coming off. Yeah, because we had talked about that last year, that things would start to come off.
Yeah, that's where that's coming from. Exactly. And so, and what we do with the nearly everything we do, we apportion it out appropriately. Like our insurance is not just divided totally equal amongst all the campuses. What we do is we try to look at the footprint, you know, the size of the physical facility, and, you know, try to take some things like that into account. So. That has been adjusted for through the budgets as well. We were able, that was a nice piece of late news to help us with some things. But we also know that, you know, we're just shouldn't even say it, but we're just a cloud away from another, you know, hailstorm and or whatever, and those things can happen in any of our areas, San Angelo, Lisa, you know, Big Spring, and because we're so spread out, I mean, you know, that's why we watch the weather very closely, because it can, we can have storms all over the place, and have, and have experienced things in different places that have created different things. So your, again, your budget is prepared that way with new revenue in it, but I also pointed out some things to you relative to, kind of a caveat that we don't have as much money set aside in our contingency for major O&M and for the Big Spring site. And last year we did, and we used it all and some. And so point that out. Same time, I keep bringing up, we continue to have concerns for our San Angelo campus because those buildings are aging as well. And in fact, you know, we're concerned about some HVAC units, even though they were rehabbed, some new equipment years ago. But it's getting end of life as well, and we are concerned about that. And when you talk about going into fund balance, that stuff is not cheap, and so that considers to be a concern. But it continues to be a concern. But we've been trying again through some of the things we've been doing. The way we basically generate brick and mortar money for our San Angelo campus is through our student fees, building use fees, and what we can do in the way of tuition. I will also say that Pam is doing a great job of being out in the community and helping foster and nurture donors, and we are beginning to see the results of that. And so, those are possibilities too for the future, as far as things that we can do to help. But what we've always said, most donors are not interested in buying us new HVAC and plumbing and things like that. So it makes it a little harder when you start thinking about infrastructure kinds of projects. Y'all know that we're on our San Angelo campus, we're looking at, We need to move our health professions back over from St. John's to the camp, the main campus. There's costs associated with that. We're working on trying to get some donors that can be interested in that. And Pam's working on that. And we're generating some interest, but those kind of projects are easier to do with, we're going to do something new, we're renovating the space, and people will tend to throw money of interest at something like that. When you start talking about HVAC units and plumbing and things like that, not so much. And so, that continues to be a concern for us on our San Angelo campus. Okay, we've talked about the projects, the deferred, Fabian worked really hard to get this updated, and we've got that information in the documents for you that have been shared today. And so with some of the things that, we're proposing, some of this we can move into active status and then hopefully eventually get them over into the completed status. I'm going to be encouraging Shane to be a little more risky. I think what it boils down to, if he thinks if we put it on the deferred maintenance list, that he's going to have to find the money. And so we're going to be pushing him. We got to get some projects on there because they're coming and we've got a plan for them. And it's scary, but we've got to do it. And so that's the way we use that particular document. Okay, so that is, So this just gives you, as far as when you're looking at these documents, it just shows you, depending on what you might do, as far as a tax rate, go back one slide for me. Okay, now I need to get back to you. So I can see, I'm about to have my second cataract surgery, and I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be able to see better. Okay, so looking at, y'all didn't even know I had the first one. Okay, so on average home value this year, it didn't go up that much, and so the way then that the tax rate is going to be affecting no new revenue, the rate that's in there right now, it would, the way the budget's been prepared, taxpayers would actually see a decrease in the total rate because of what's happened with the tax base and all that. It would go down about 4.93, or right at $5. And then you see the different percentages if you were determined that you wanted to increase, how that changes. And then when you look at what's in the gray shows no impact on the taxpayer. As you move into the white, then there begins to be some kind of impact on the average home, depending on what you could be interested in doing. And then that also is going to apply to your $100,000 property as well. And so we've got those shown. This is an internal document that we have that helps you kind of see what will happen if you decide on a certain percentage, what the levy would be, increased levy could be, and then the impact on the taxpayer, which I know that's always something that you think very seriously about. And so we just try to outline that for you, and then what that would mean, depending on the tax rate that you choose, the general levy is based on the total and the impact that will, what the money will, how the money will come in, because the INS need is less, then there would be more money going into M&O, and so dependent upon what you decide, then we've got the slide that shows you what that will be. Okay, once you decide today, when you make a determination, and of course this is just a workshop and it's about time for you to eat, but when you get into the meeting and you make a determination on what you want to do, literally whatever you decide, Brenda has the tax assessor collector waiting on her. There will be and I shared with you what those documents look like that will be posted out, that will be in the newspaper, so you know the process. If you determine that you're going to go above the NNR, then there will be a required tax hearing. That would be next Monday. And then your final budget adoption, as well as adoption of the tax rate, is the last board meeting, which is on August the 26th. So that is the way that that plays out. And so in the meeting, then you will make your final determination on what you want to do. So that's your budget that has been prepared. I would answer any questions. Brenda, is there anything that I left out that you think we need to add? Okay. Okay. Now I guess literally we can let you eat. It's about 10 minutes into your lunch hour, but that's not too bad. It's been worse, you know, and so anyway. Okay. All right.
Can I just say, whoever was that did this, I don't know who actually produced it, this piece of it, of all the documents, this was really super this year. This is different than how we've had it before. Very easy to work with.
Good. Rinneke did that. So,
very good.
Yeah. There are lots of people that are involved. I mean, we've got so many different things that people that are involved right now. I mean, I can't brag enough about all these people out here and all the things that they've got going. And it's kind of like everybody, as soon as we get finished with the budget workshop, if you see people run or the board meeting, and even it will start in the middle, because Brenda will run out of here, and then the next thing that will happen, depending on what you do, the next thing that will happen, Rhonda and Lori will be running to their offices because they're going to have to start working on things. And Shane is going to be hyperventilating, and we're going to be... So all these people, you know, I mean, I just can't say enough about what everybody, you know, is doing.
It's a huge pile of documents, but this one is here, which is a new way of presenting it.
Okay.
All right. We're going to break for lunch now. We'll reconvene at 12:30 for a special meeting section of the agenda.
Thank you, sir.